From before the foundations of time, God has displayed a fiery love for us. Through his incarnation, as he walked in our world, when he saw a need, his heart was touched and he reached out.
He fed the thousands, gave sight to the blind. He cleansed the lepers and raised the dead to life. Touched by their pain, Jesus healed those who came to help them realize. This is the heart, this is the heart. This is the heart of heaven.
Such boundless love, man unknown us. This is the heart of heaven.
He lifted the outcast and freed them from shame. He welcomed the sinners with mercy and with grace. Touched the untouchable, loved the unlovable, no one left the same. This is the heart, this is the heart. This is the heart of heaven. Such boundless love lavished on us. This is the heart of heaven.
Down through the ages, on history's pages, his wonders still leave us amazed.
And the God who's unchanging, is healing and saving, is still working wonders today. This is the heart.
None is greater than the giving of his Son to be our substitute and to pay the price for our sin.
Place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. found here on holy ground. Here I bow down, here I bow down, here, arms open wide, here, you save my life. Here I bow down, here I bow, here, my hope is found, here, on holy ground, here I bow down, here I bow down, here, arms open wide, here, you save my life, here I bow down, here I bow, here, my hope is found, here, on holy ground, here I bow down, here I bow down, here, arms open wide, here, you save my life, here I bow down, here I bow. At the cross, I surrender my life, I live all you, I live all you. Where your love ran red and my sin was white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you. At the cross, I surrender my life, I live all of you, I live all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin was white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you, I owe all to you.
We'll have, there we go. All our children get to join me on stage. Come on up. joy to work with, and I know you enjoyed that.
His journey to the cross began long before the dawn of time. Before the creation of the world, God chose for himself a people. But he formed us. He knew we would rebel, break our relationship with him, and choose to go our own way. Therefore, in great undeserved mercy, he sent his son, born of a virgin, to walk among us for 33 years.
His final week with us was the culmination of his years of teaching divine truth and telling of his coming kingdom. But the people weren't interested in the spiritual deliverance he offered, and instead merely hoped he was bringing a political revolution.
Jesus away to be crucified. On the cruel hill of Calvary, nails pierced his hands and feet. The jagged thorns from the crown dug into his head. The splintered wooden beam was torment upon his already torn back. He struggled for each breath, yet in the midst of his agony, he never spoke words of vengeance, only grace and compassion for others.
There were Roman soldiers, professional executioners assigned to carry out this crucifixion. They witnessed every moment of Christ's time upon the cross. They experienced the supernatural darkness that fell upon the world that day. They saw the difference in how Jesus died. They heard his cry of "It is finished," as he willingly gave up his life. Then, suddenly, the earth shook violently, and they were terrified.
He's just another stranger on just another cross, on just another dry and dusty day. I've seen thousands dying, but never one like this. There's something about the calm upon his face. Now the sky is darkened and the world feels like a grave, and suddenly the earth begins to shake.
Surely, surely, he must have been sent from above. Surely, surely, he must be the Son.
In him, all he did was claim to be a king. He speaks no words of anger, no curses, no defense. Silently he bears the suffering for those of us who nailed him to that rugged piece of wood. He cries, "Father, please forgive them. They know not what they do." Surely, surely, he must have been sent from above. Surely, surely, he must be the Son.
As if his great love for us were not enough to leave us forever amazed, the Easter story is one that moves from glory to glory. 3 days in the borrowed tomb, and in the early morning hours of Sunday, the heart of heaven, our Savior began to beat again. Life returned. Death is forever defeated. He is risen.
There is no love like his, and now we see there is no power like his.
Amen. I'm alive. because he lives.